Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Malaysiakan lagi.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wabillahi arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim. God, we might do believe him. What a glory I be. We seek protection with Allah from the rejected enemy, Satan, the outcast, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praises be to Allah, the Lord, chair, sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and none of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. We like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world, greeting no other than peace. And it said like this, Assalamu alaikum simply means God peace be unto you and me. And that obligates you to keep the peace and also as well as me. And that's what the world needs, is peace, all the time, peace. And we live in a peaceful world, we will have less problems than we have now. So prophets and all of them were told to greet the people in peace, and we're still doing it here in America under the Muslim under the guidance of protection of Allah and Prophet Muhammad, who was the seal of the prophet, and Imam Wahdi Muhammad, who came to revive religion. So we greet you in that group, best of the greetings of Assalamu alaikum, simply mean God peace be unto you. We're here tonight again for the Valentine this year. Speaking on a very serious problem, we call it the message of concern to the human family and American people and the human family, that we are not supposed to make images and call those images God. God is too big to be put in any image. So we in the night to straighten out the lies that have been given to the world by ungodly minded person calling God a man. God got a son. God's son died for your sin. And so what sin that you see that you're accountable if you believe that lie? And that's all it is, a lie. And a lie don't make sense. When you examine a lie and look at all the problems of what's been said, it's nothing but a lie. Nobody can die for anybody's sin. That's why we got courthouses and judges. And why we take people to court. You know why people get sued. Because nobody can die for a sin. We have police officers that's killing young men, and the one who's doing the killing, he don't want to be killed. He don't want nobody sin on their head, and he don't want nobody to have their sin on their head. So it's wrong. So the truth is clear, set out clear from falsehood, that no sin is forgiven even by the people that it is put on. I've seen mothers going to court now, fathers and daughters and sisters and and neighbors going to court now, and when somebody admits a sin, they know who it is. They take that person to court and hope they can put them in jail from now on. They don't say Jesus died for their sin. The jury don't say Jesus died for the sin. The jury don't say that. And these preachers that saying that, they so misinformed. They so misinformed. If you look at them all they want is a dollar. All they want to do is get some money from you. So we have exposed all the lies that we see in the world. So we say there's only one God, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of that prophet. God chose him to be seal of the prophet. That means there's no more prophets to come. Everything has been prophesied. And what you see is the result of something already been prophesied. So we come with the truth tonight. There's only one God, that Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, brought the truth to the one God to save humanity, save the human family. And we believe him. We believe God, Allah, the creator of this creation, is bigger than anything that we can imagine. He lives and he never dies. Let God tell you that nothing, no human being like God, because all human beings die. And we told we all going to die and go back to God for judgment, whether we leave it or not, whether we like the idea, to accept the idea or not. Makes sense to me. If you do wrong, you're going to get wrong. You're going to get the punishment from God. If you do right, you're going to get a blessing from God. He said he loved those who do right. And that's what we're here tonight, to talk about doing right. Talking about living a good life. Talking about living a decent life. That's the reason we're here tonight. To worship God in spirit and in the truth. And that is the reason we're here tonight. Keep truth alive. Keep truth out for us. Let the lie go. When we realize that we've been lied to, then the truth will set you free. The truth will come and help you be better. Once we realize we've been lied to, one a major lie still going on. God is a man. God made white people and black people. That ain't nothing but lies. God never said he made white people or black people. He said he made human beings in different colors, different sizes, in different nations. And tries not to despise one another, but for us to get to know each other. Can't you see that? So freedom can set you free once you start using your mind. You can't use your mind. The people that were not free, they don't use their mind. They don't want to think. And God think, Allah said, thinking on him is the most powerful thinking that you can do. Thinking on what God wants you to do. That's the most powerful thinking that you can do. So Allah said, as a man thinketh, as a woman thinketh, so it be. If you think wrong, your body will follow your own thinking. If you think right, your body, yourself inside the body, and you use what is right to be right, you'll be in paradise forever. Starting right here. Because Satan's job is to get you right here. So when you get to the other side, you won't be any good. That's Satan. His job is to bind you, take you down right here on this side. Because he made a covenant. He made a, he told Allah that you're not worried of the great reward that God wants to give you. And he going to make it show God without any doubt that you are not worried of the great reward that God will give you. He's going to make evil things so fast that you're going to love it. And then when God do come, Satan said, you will not be pleased and happy. He's going to make his evil things there. Tattoos, lies, earrings, fornicating, every wrong thing that he can add to your life that God tell you to stay away from it. He's going to make it seem so bad. And then when you get stuck in it and you are afraid or ashamed to come out, Satan said, he just proved to God that you weren't worthy of the great reward that God want to give you. And that's how you lose that reward that God want to give you. You lose it by falling in love with wrong, practicing the wrong, living wrong, denying what is right, and forbidding what is right, and denying what is right, and loving all that is wrong. So praise be to Allah. This is your Blog Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Habib Muhammad. He has been sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Film School. And we hope that the film school comes to every neighborhood in the world. For we can have young people not only building and making things, not only come up and govern the world, but make the world a better place for all to live in. We know we can do it. Allah wanted us to do it. And all we got to do is get our faith and ability back into the creator of this creation. So we here tonight on this Blog Talk radio station. Last day of the night. Holding the show open. Inviting people to come and join us. Send out text today to let people know that we're going to be on tonight. We got to keep working. Okay, with that ain't working, we got to try something else. And we need to invite the whole world to come and join us on this Blog Talk radio station, because we want to clean this truth, clean up the whole world with the help of Allah. With the help of the creator of this creation, we can clean up the whole world. We can move all the illness and all the sick-minded people out of the world. Because truth is the strongest than any lie, than any misguided lie. And this is what God is saying. But Satan said, every way good that God gonna come, he gonna come the same way, but he gonna come in opposition to what God wants to do. Because he got to make your life unworthy of the great reward that God wants to give you in the next life. Because this life is leaving you. And Satan knows it. And before he leaves you, he wants you to pick up all the bad habits that he put out there through the TV, music, he put on the billboards, put in magazines, wherever he have opportunity to put something bad, something evil, something to take the human being away from itself, then Satan is there trying to do that. Well, Allah said, don't think that you going to say you believe and you're not going to be tested. You surely Allah tests those before you. Surely he's going to test you. And that's all Satan promises, a test to you. You can turn it down. You can get away from it. You can leave it. Or you can go to it. Or you can find yourself trying to compromise with it. But that would be a choice you made. And Allah done gave you the doors to go through to make the choice. The best choice is to worship God in spirit and truth. And shun Satan. Stay away from Satan. Because Satan is an open enemy unto you and me and everybody. He's not hidden. He is one trying to get all the men to wear tattoos, all the men to wear long hair, look like a woman, or plait your hair up and let it be, do any kind of way. In other words, they want you to dress like a hula, look like a hula, so they can feel comfortable by treating you like a hula. They know what they're doing. Huh? You got earrings, something that women always have used. Now you got an earring, your nose, your tongue. Look at your body, because you seen somebody else with a tattoo or with an earring throughout their body. And you didn't have the power of sprinkling, saying, no, I don't need that. I'm going to get, no, you said, I'm going to get two. I'm going to top them. They only got one. And that is what the human being, what they call being influenced, the creature of influence. You were influenced to do all the dumb things by those Satan started off with first. Satan showed you a deformed person doing deformed things. If you ain't got the script and said, no, I don't want to look like that. But if Satan tell you, it's a fashion that he created. And you want to be in the fashion, and you get in the fashion, then you just submitted to Satan. You just gave Satan the obedience that God told you not to give him. So God don't make you do right. He didn't, Allah's choice is to make, is suggest for you to do right. And you want to do right, then the love of God will be the strongest force in your life, then you would do right. But if you don't have Allah, the creator, being the strongest force in your life, then Satan knows he's going to get you on the straight and narrow. He's going to get you to think that you can do whatever you want to, and all that Allah's going to forgive you, no matter what. Allah say he forgive you over and over again. He wake you up every morning, give me another chance with forgiveness. But in that forgiveness, that you have to be trying to make a change. But why would God give you forgiveness? He didn't give you no forgiveness for you keep on doing wrong. He gave you forgiveness so you could turn around and start doing right. But if you keep on doing wrong and you live to die, one of these moments, if you die in wrong, you're going to be raised up in wrong. The Quran says, die not, let you die a state of submission to do the will of God. Don't that make sense? That God is telling you how to die. Huh? Don't die. And then why would you live in hell and then die and put yourself in hell? And that's what you're doing when you keep doing wrong. So God is a merciful God. And look how many times he woke you up in no punishment. Let you go back to sleep and wake back up. No punishment. Look how many times he have done that. Well, he give to you the Bible and the Quran and the Torah as a warning. And you don't want to heed the warning. So you act like you're going to be able to sin forever and nothing going to happen to you. That's what you call not respecting what God wants you to do. And you will pay. There's no one ever left this earth without God getting or receiving God's punishment or goodness or punishment for what they did, they earned. And the book says you earn, you get exactly what you scribe from, whatever you scribe from. It's soon coming in sight. The Bible said whatever you reap, you will sow. You can't sow apples and get tomatoes. You can't sow plums and get strawberries. You reap what you sow. So we just trying to get you to see that you are obligated with the good life God has given you to live the good life that God has instructed you to live through Scripture. Because nobody, and you know that make no sense, nobody can die for anybody's sin. I look at TV all the time and people, parents, people, sons and daughters get killed. They go to court because they want justice. They want justice. What kind of justice is that somebody kill your son and you go to tell the judge that Jesus died for your sin, let him go. And that boy followed that. They turned him loose. Then he goes out there and kills somebody else. Should they do too? Continue to tell the judge, let that person go, and that person know he going to kill somebody else? No. Allah said he loved those who do right. Whatever that person got, he earned it because Scripture has been free for all of us to read and get the understanding of the freedom and exercise that knowledge of those books in our lifestyle. And we refuse because of an entertainer, because of music, because somebody else doing wrong, we join along with them. We see them doing wrong, and we think that we can follow them and get, we don't see nothing happening to them. But believe me, Allah says that everything that you do in this life, you have to be accountable in the next life. So we told to get married, told to take care of children. Allah said he did not describe prophets and messengers without describing for them wives, family life. They can't tell you about a family life if they don't have a family. You know, like they made Jesus, Superman. He walked the water. You can't walk no water if he walked the water. It's all a lie. You know, it's a trick within the tricks. The tricks of Jesus Christ is one of the major lies that nobody should be able to get away with. And that lie, if they nail this man to a cross. Now, if I nail any man or any woman to a cross with nails, blood coming in out, they coming gushing out their body from the nails I put in their body, they die. But they don't say Jesus died. They say he gave his life. I can understand a man going in the army, and he get to fight for his country, and he get shot at shooting at somebody, and he get shot and so bad he dies from trying to protect his country. And that man, that act is more important than some man you said died up on the cross, and really he didn't die, he was killed. And then come back out and say he died for all y'all sins. Tell the man who's telling you turn the cheek, he ain't gonna turn heel. It's a trick and a lie. So we here to expose the tricks and the lies tonight, so we can get back being good human beings, good family, good men and women. And that's the only thing God for himself. And this world make you think or make you feel that it's unnecessary to be a good man or a good woman. That do what you can to get by. I'm doing my own thing. I dress like I want. I live like I want to. Then you've been bit by Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, the one who God do not appreciate. Why? Because one of the things Satan have done, he will not bow down and obey bow down with his creation and worship God in spirit and truth, because he think he's better. One of Satan give to somebody that person become a person think he's better than somebody else. That's evil. That's Pharaoh. Pharaoh thought he was God. That's all of them. And all of them like them. They think they're better. If a Caucasian think he's better than a black, don't you see the gene? Or African-American think he's better? Is he lighter than the one who is darker? He think he's better? Or one who got more money than the other, and he think he's better than that one who don't have any money? Say, God said the best one he made was one who obeyed him the best. He just said the one with the most money, the most intelligent, the most education. You go, you got some people that got some all kind of degrees, but they ain't got no morals. They ain't got no decency about them. Some of them are homosexual. After God has scarred the homosexual population, so these people do not read scripture. They do not follow, or they do not disapprove. They, matter of fact, they disapprove what God has done. If God says he's scarred Sodom and Gomorrah, and you go against that, then you disapprove what God is showing you he did in the biblical time with homosexuals. You will say, I love everybody. And you are homosexual, you are male, you say you love other males because you don't want no female. You want a male. And a female is the same way, homosexual female. She don't want no man. She want a female. So all that God had warned you and the score of Sodom and Gomorrah to tell you don't do it and you go and do it, then you're disrespecting what God has already done, already laid out. And you'll pay for it. Because the scripture is there. It don't change. It's in all the scripture. Don't do this. Don't do that. And all you got to do is find out what you're supposed to do and stick with it. It's easy as the nose on your face that God has given you to breathe air in it. You got one nose on your face to breathe the air to keep you alive. The truth is the same way. You got that truth, but you got three books to use to go get the truth and read between lines. Love what God Allah is trying to tell you so you can preserve and take or keep your life going in the right direction. If you don't want to do that, who do you think going to be the big loser? God is independent of everything. God has no need. And then these preachers are going to tell my God has come down to earth and become a man and be beaten and put down to show you that he loves. There ain't no love. If somebody, my Savior, looked like the one, the first one should be saving himself. How can a man not save himself? Then I'm turning around calling him my Savior, and he didn't save himself. That don't make no sense. So we here tonight, and we say, if you got anything to say, you got any questions, you got anything that you would like to say, you match one on your cell phone. And the lady will say that you are in the queue. And when you come into the queue, we'll see it here on this board, and then we'll cut your phone on where you can begin to talk. We are at the end of this year. Supposed to be the last day of this year. We thank Allah for this day and for those who made it to this day. Matter of fact, today is my birthday. The day I came in the world over 70-some years ago. Come in the world. So this is the real, this is the day that I came in the world on this day, or 31st, they call it 70. But I don't know what Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, because 31st come in it those days. When you correct on what day you came in, that's the day of your birthday. Could be on Monday, Tuesday. If you born on Monday, then when Monday or 31st come in. So alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. We got someone that raised their hand. And so we're going to bring them in. Inshallah. Let them begin to ask questions or make comments.
How you
doing, Brother Mubarak?
Doing okay. Much love to Allah.
Hold on.
What you say?
Yes, sir. I said, how you doing, my good brother?
Wonderful, great. Most things are going well. Congratulations, you and your wife, on your anniversary, and also Allah blessing you to make another year in life. And
yes,
that's
sir.
A message of concern, to constantly be grateful to Allah.
Yes,
for his
sir.
For his favor,
right.
And the debt that he allowed you to have. We all in debt to
that's
Allah.
Right.
And that's just another debt, allowing you to still be on this journey in life. So may Allah reward y'all to continue. And may your path get smoother, you and Sister Zahia. And the other message of concern is that we have to continue to be mindful of uniting and supporting it, coming together with a game plan and working. Uniting and working the plan. We got to unite.
Yes,
we got to support
right.
one another.
Right. That's right. That's,
we
got to
unite. We
got to
support one another.
Because say we got the whole world
right.
ununited. I think you're right. Go ahead.
We have to unite and support one another. We everybody give them good coupons. I ain't hearing enough about uniting and support. It happened.
I agree with you, Brother Mubarak. You said so the truth. We are ununited across this world, across this globe. They showing
like
where
If they ain't bringing no money and showing you how to get some money, they ain't with you.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
We have to unite and we have to support one another.
That's right.
We got businesses all over here. And how their business are maintained, they committed to supporting themselves. They have stores with lines outside. So many people be going in there. They got lines outside waiting their own people. The Africans or whoever, they be lined up, spending their money with each other.
That's all right.
You sure do.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's how they get over here in the Big Apple. Store is almost every other block. Every other door is a store, whether it's a hair store, a restaurant, a halal meat store, clothing store. Don't make no difference. Every other door is theirs. And they all crowded up in there, whether they come from Gambia, Sudan, Ghana, whoever.
Right.
They lined up, giving their money to each other. Restaurants got their good taste in our food.
That's right.
They supporting each other. Their money
right.
is their power. They know they know their money is their power.
Mm.
The language of the world. Language of the world is money.
Yeah, you gotta have it.
They know how to tell you, give you the money and give you change. They know how to speak English. They can act like they understand, but they know how to tell you. So it's all about that
right.
money tonight.
All about.
I need to say that.
Well, I appreciate that.
I don't say much. That's all I can talk about right now.
Yes,
that's something I die in need. Okay. I hope everybody have a safe and blessed. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Inshallah.
Yes, inshallah.
All right. All right.
Well, they got the name.
I sound like a first of all. I'm Legum, everyone. And I'm glad that I could have a chance to express a little bit right here, too. And first of all,
okay.
When there's no God, Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, Salih wa Salam. And Brother Mubarak, behind what you just said, that's like, what should I say? Not piggybacking, but saying almost the same thing that this Nigerian brother had wrote on a screen and was talking about how the airlines are doing what they're doing and why he just want to know why. He said they've upped one thing as far as the air, you know, people commuting back and forth on the air and doing in the air, you know, and now they the baggage. You know, they talk about how they're going up on the baggage. Then now, if people live in different parts of the country or different parts of the world, and you go visit them and you want to take gifts to them, to your family members and friends, you know, and students' friends when you go back to school and stuff like that, and then they all of a sudden they're going to charge you for everything like that, all the packages like that, and go away. They say that's not, you know, he does not think that's right. He said, but why? So they're making money one way on us. You know, and now they want to start making money another way. And I just politely, I just went back myself, and I just thought to myself, I said, you know, you're absolutely right. And I said, but that's, you got to look at that hidden agenda that they have. The hidden agenda that's in store is they don't want us to unite. They don't want us to share anything with each other, especially coming from another country. They figure that, you know, the money that's being sold or the money that's being used gets full. The money's supposed to go to them and not to each other and not to us and them. You know what I'm saying? Or the countries. So, you know, it's a selfishness included. And it's a discrimination thing included. There wouldn't be, I'm not going to hesitate to say it. I'm going to say maybe I shouldn't say it this way, but this is just the way I feel about it. It was all a certain kind of people getting on those planes, commuting and traveling back and forth. They wouldn't be going up on the luggage because they know and expect those people taking packages and gifts to their loved ones when they travel. And they know that they're going to be united again. That's what they don't want among us and our kind, the darker skins, regardless of what part of the country they're in. Or what part of the world they're in. So that's that second agenda that they're trying to sneak up on us, you know. But it just so happens that this particular brother, and he's a movie star. They call him a film lord. You might have heard of him. His name is Frederick Leonard from Nigeria, from Lagos, Nigeria. He makes a lot of movies from over there, African movies or black movies or whatever, you know, they're involved in. But they're helping their own. They're patronizing their own, you know. And when they go to these movies and things, they're giving money, putting money into the hands of their own kind. and not to someone else. And this is what they just don't like. The other people just, with a lighter skin just don't seem to like that. Still try to separate us, even hands across the globe. You know what I'm saying? They still try to separate us. They don't want us to come together, unite, and love each other. But they're speaking against it over there. I know, you know, we can look for something to come up out of, because this man has a lot of clout. And he had a lot of comments that came up under that, saying that people do agree with him and what he's saying. You know? That's all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to say. So I said, and Allah is not pleased, you know. So therefore, the way they want to try to keep us separated and keep us hating each other and keep us not wanting to patronize each other, even in our own businesses. They don't want us to share money, you know, and help each other. They want us to give it to them. You know, they want our money. We're not supposed to share it amongst ourselves and let it circulate. So, inshallah, you know, this is a day of manifest truth and error. And Allah is not pleased with them. They can't, that's because of that image they're doing, you know, they mm-mm. Okay. Thank you. Assalamualaikum.
Well, Assalam. Thank you, everybody. We got a lot of people in the queue. And everybody going to get a chance to say something. And all you got to do is raise your hand. I go back where I see the hands is raised first. Everybody will get a chance. This is the last of the year. We're going to all try to do. Bring in another one of our co-workers, Brother Suja Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja.
Walaikum assalam.
Welcome, yes sir. We got a lot of people in the queue, so go on and take
your... Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay. Okay, well, you got it.
I'm just alive, okay. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, who is the seal of the prophet, the last prophet, not the last messenger, the last prophet of Allah, and he's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace, of assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Just like to sort of establish a few things. And one of the things is our first belief. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then after I establish that, I'm inshallah, we're going to establish and address our business need, our community need. So we like to say or read something from our leader, Imam Waqidi Muhammad, who said, nobody since Prophet Muhammad has ever done anything that is more important in religion than this. And he was talking about removing all racial images from worship. He said that, first, I want to say to you that whether you realize it or not, you who support my call to have racial images removed from the worship of God are doing something more important than anything anyone has done since Prophet Muhammad. Nobody since Prophet Muhammad has ever done anything that is more important in religion than this. And what we're talking about is removing all racial images from worship. In fact, he said, in fact, that is exactly what he emphasized in his preaching. La ilaha illallah, la sharika lah. There is no God except Allah. There is nothing like him. In the Holy Quran, it says, we shall make them know what it is they have done. When Prophet Muhammad preached, it wasn't time. God had not chose a time to go into the depth of what they had done with this corrupt idea of worship of God. But he dealt the blow to that idea. The full extent of the harm that it has done to society was yet to come out. And the Holy Quran says, we shall make them know exactly what it is they have done. Now, it's going to take time. But you who are doing the work, what we doing right now, Allah is with you. If you are sincere, if you don't go out with racism in you, don't go out as a racist to condemn another racist. Go out as a follower of Al-Islam, a believer in the true religion, accepting the leadership in the community of your imam, Waris Deen Muhammad. And if you go out there like that, innocent, desiring nothing but to serve Allah in the right way and to do what is right and proper as a Muslim, and you support this drive to remove all racial effect from worship, I guarantee you that the people may want to kill you, but they won't be able to kill you. They might want to put you off your job and make you starve. They wouldn't be able to starve you. Maybe you will suffer a little bit, but for suffering, you will be rewarded so many times more. So much so that you will thank Allah for giving you a chance to sacrifice some of yourselves. I'm telling you that there is nothing that Allah is with at this particular time more than he is with this drive to remove all racial effect from worship. Fear not. Allah is always God, always in control, And goodness is always the power on earth. All you have to do is let the good come out of you and help other peoples to bring it out. So trust good thoughts, good motivation, and good desires. If you trust them and have faith in them, you will change the world. No opposition is too big for us. The Honorable Imam Waris D. Muhammad, the servant of Allah. Hello, Akbar. That was so much fire and inspiration when he gave us that message. That I can feel it is just like yesterday. And he gave it in a sense that you just want to put down everything that you was doing and go and teach the removal of all racial images out of worship. That's a serious problem. All this Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and this good time and spending money, New Year, busting firecrackers, is not going to stop shouldn't make us forget that you have a people that's in charge that established a world that is oppressive. And I was just reading in the Quran. Let me read it again. I'll read it again. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. You can't forget the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. This is starting at Surah 40, Ayat 25. Now, when they came to them in truth from us, they said, slay the sons of those who believe with him and keep alive their female. But the plots of the unbelievers end in nothing but error and delusion. Said Pharaoh, leave me to slay Moses and let him call on his Lord. What I fear is lest he should change your religion, unless he should cause mischief to appear in the land. Moses said, I have indeed called upon my Lord and your Lord for protection from every arrogant one who believed not in the day of account. A believer, a man from among the peoples of Pharaoh who had concealed his faith, said, will you slay a man because he says, my Lord is Allah? When he had indeed come to you with clear signs from your Lord, and if he be a liar, on him is the sin of his life. But if he is telling the truth, then will fall on you something of the calamity at which he warned you. Truly Allah guides not one who transgresses and lies. And this right here falls right in with what Imam Wabiji Muhammad just said, what I just read. He said, if the imam is lying about moving all these images and about dealing with this inner work, he said then the lies should fall on him. So the sin of his life. But if he's telling the truth, if the imam, Wabiji Muhammad, is telling the truth, then we'll fall on you something of the calamity of which he warns you. True, the Lord God is not one who transgresses and lies. He gave us this truth, brothers and sisters, so we can take it out. And I'd like to thank Akbar for not giving up and doing exactly what the Quran said. You know, you have to be, you got to be, what the Imam said, you got to be sincere. You got to have the right desire, you know, because you always going to have people coming at you trying to change what you're doing, you know. And they'll come at you with the truth, but the truth will be out of place, and it will be sort of attacking you when you're trying to do something that your leader told you to do. I'm not saying that the person that brings it, to you is not telling you the truth, but it's the timing. It's the timing, you know? I always say, I think I was talking on a radio program this morning, is that I just want to add something to what you already done said. Because I know we all is a family of Imam Wabiji Muhammad. We all is a family of Imam Wabiji Muhammad. And we all got something to contribute. And I don't want to walk on what you trying to contribute. I appreciate what you contribute. And I can learn something from you. That's how we are motivated, brothers and sisters. That's how we are motivated. When we hear what you got to say, that is contributing to the point of removing racial images out of worship. But you can bring something up that is opposing after. I can bring something up composing after you done contribute a beautiful talk, a beautiful presentation. But the imam said you can't let that kill your spirit. You can't let that kill your spirit. You got to keep on. I'd like to read a little bit more from the Quran. And this is Surah 40, Ayat 30. This is talking about the man who believed. Then said the man who believed, O my people, truly I do fear for you something like the day of disaster of the confederate in sin. Something like the fate of the peoples of Noah, the Ad and Thamud, and those who came after them. But Allah never wishes injustice to his servant. Oh, my people, I fear for you a day when there will be mutual calling and wailing. We know what that is. That's all my judgment. Each individual is going to be judged according to their actions. Individual. A day when you shall turn your back and flee. No defender shall ye have from Allah. Any whom Allah leads to stray, there is none to guide. Allah says that you got to have some action. He said, argue with them with what I gave you. Make it clear. He said, it's not your job to tend to the affairs of the people. But your job is to bring the message to them clearly and warn them. The Quran say, and to you there came Joseph in time gone by with clear signs. But you cease not to doubt of the mission for which he had come at length. When he died, you said, no messenger will Allah send after him. Thus do Allah leave to stray, search as transgress, and live in doubt. Search as dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority that had reached them. Grievous and odious is such conduct in the sight of Allah and of the believer. Thus do Allah seals of error hard, of arrogant and obstinate transgressor. Pharaoh said, O Haman, build me a lofty palace that I may attain the ways and means of reaching the heavens, and that I may mount up to God of Moses. But as far as I'm concerned, I think Moses is a liar. And that's the point I made earlier. Thus was made alluring in Pharaoh's eye the evil of his deed, and he was hindered from the path. And the plot of Pharaoh led to nothing but perdition for him. The man, just talking about the believer now, the man who believes said, Father, oh my people, follow me. I will lead you to the path of right. And when we remove these racial images, what are we doing? We're striving, we're doing dawah, but we're trying to lead the people to the straight path. Because when they think that God got a son and that Jesus is God, they're on the wrong path. And when they go before Allah, and we don't want this hellfire to come to our people, for worshiping false gods and saying that God got a son, we don't want, I know we don't want our people to be burned by the fire that Allah got for the disbeliever. The objectives of resistance are people that talk that's against faith, against truth. The believer said, oh, my people, this life of the present is nothing but temporary convenience. It is the after that is the home that will last. And that's what the Imam is saying in this article, that this is more important. And that is to establish one God. And the people's going to dislike that, but this is more important on how we see God. That lie that been hurled at us is something that got to be checked. That God got a son. Allah said, he that works evil will not be requited, but by the lack thereof. And he that works a righteous deed, whether man or woman, and is a believer, such will enter the garden of bliss, the end, where they have abundance without measure. That's what we're talking about. You're going to get blessed. That ain't nothing right. To do the work. And when you come before Allah, Allah said he's going to reward you. Allah said, ye do bless, ye do call upon me and blaspheme against Allah and to join with him partners of whom I hold no knowledge. Excuse me. And join with him partners of whom I have no knowledge. And I call you to the exalted in power, who forgives again and again. Without doubt, ye do call me to one who is not fit to be called to. That's talking about Jesus is the Son of God. Call me to Jesus. Allah said that he's not fit to be called to, whether in this world or in the hereafter. Our return would be to Allah. And the transgressors would be companion of the fire. I'm going to read this last verse. I got it. And I'm going to close up. Soon will you remember what I say to you now. My own affair I commit to Allah. For Allah ever watches over his servant. Sallallahu kazeem. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allah Akbar. Tell you, Brother Akbar.
Thank you. Allah Akbar. However, we got another person in the queue, one of our course workers here, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Brother Muhammad.
Well, alaykum as-salam, Brother Akbar, and all the believers there on your cube and those outside of the cube.
Okay, well, you got 15.
Okay. You got it. Udu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ashadu ala illaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, we thank Allah for blessing us and giving us permission to be on this message of concern. And just wanted to go right to it. And are we living al-Islam? It is the only way that Almighty God Allah has made it clear that if you live it, you will not be a part of any part of it, of keeping the image of false worship and racism out of the lives of the human being. The only way, it is prescribed in the Quran, it's prescribed in the life example of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it was his last sermon to remind the world that as you go forward But the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all human beings to get that false image out of their life of who they think they are. And also at the same time band together with those who have control of their image attraction or their image perpetrating, as we have seen the human family do from Adam to now. Their ways of life, they're living them right in front of our face every day. In regards to how much good they do, how much business they take care of, how much they get, they still are in a state of self-worship, a false image of their creation that they do have not yet understood, or if they understood, they have given it to the shaitan to make it grow even bigger in their imagination, in their imagery, in their imagination. Al-Islam is the only life that forbids false worship, false imagery, ego, a self-expression, because there's only one God. Only one reality has that power, and that is the Creator. And though he has told us and gave us a great creation to live, he reminds us all the time that it belongs to him. And he gives you a free will to test yourself. Because the only way a person follows a false image of anything is because they see something in that image that they like themselves to be seen or be known by or have that type of false ego attachment with it, a relationship with it. Al-Islam is the life for everyone to live, to where they have Allah's mercy, his reward, and his wrath in place to keep you balanced. When you do what Shaitan invites you to do, and that is to be selfish and think you better than somebody else, and develop a false image of yourself. That everybody know when they look at it, they say, he ain't really like that. And then when they get in trouble, they even say to themselves, oh, man, I didn't mean to do that. I ain't really like that. But tomorrow you see them, they'll be propagating and perpetrating that same false of a greatness that they think they have. And we've had examples. Now, the way, because Allah don't leave us lost. Again, he has given us Al-Islam. For those who do not want to have an ego and won't let an ego rule them, they will not be used for the benefit of each other, because all benefits are due to Allah. All benefits come from Allah. No one has created nothing and should not be running around thinking that anyone can give you an image, a false reality of themselves to get something out of you, when all you have to do is just be yourself, a righteous Muslim, a righteous human being who is striving to put his or her will in the will of their Creator and give him all the praise. Don't want none. And we have had it over our life here on this earth so long that is one of the jihads, one of the struggles that the human being has. And that is loving someone else the way they want to be loved. To want for someone else what they want for themselves. And they want to recognize that all of it comes from the Creator of all of us. It's a tough job when you've been under years of self-worship, and from the self-worship of others who oppress you into their self-worship, intimidated you, starved you, use all kind of self-worship evil scheme to get you to increase their worship of themselves. What makes this day and time so dangerous is now that the man, the human being, as that Shaitan, give the whole world an image of a person who doesn't exist and has given them a story of a person who is supposed to be the son of God. Knowing God don't have to even do that and don't have no kid. And nobody had him. And we went for it. We're still going for it. Knowing we have Al-Islam right there beside us to free us from self-worship of self and self-worship of someone else. And especially the false worship of images of man being a big old stone, eight arms, white, high spirit, anyway, whatever, come on with all kinds of dog. They got all kinds of things out of the images. And they still doing it. And the reason why it has not stopped is because those who have said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al Rasulullah, after being given a fair warning from Almighty God Allah and His Messenger that there is no better of black and white, Arab or Englishman. And we have been warned by our leader, Imam Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him and put a light in his grave, that he said, don't you fall victim to racism as you do this job of pointing to Al-Islam. Because we have Muslim kings who think they kings, got an image of themselves as being a king. They got an image of themselves of being a prince or a princess or a god. And that's why the rest of the world who was looking for what Allah blessed us to receive are still looking for it. That's Al-Islam, a way out of this mess. And they are blocking the door. That's what Allah means when he tells us in the hadith that the people will be blocking the door to the masjid. When people are coming in droves trying to get rid of all that false imagery in their life that's only bringing hell to themselves and others. And they're standing in front of the doorway of the masjid, putting out their Kuwaiti, their African, their black, their Chinese image of themselves in this way of life. Though they know it don't exist in the Quran, it doesn't exist in the life example of Muhammad, but they are standing in front of the people trying to stop them from hearing this message of concern that will free them, not only from the white image of Jesus Christ, but any other image, especially the one of themselves in the world. And everybody's competing to be Jesus. A real false image, because there is not even a creature called Jesus. But let Satan put an image of him out there, and we are worshiping something that don't even exist, never exists, and never will exist. And we are not giving the attention and the mercy from Allah in studying the life of Prophet Esau, who this story is about, him and his mother. They even got a false mother called Mary out there, telling us the wisdom, the education we need from studying Sister Mariam and her miracle son, Prophet Esau, whose miracle is no greater, not greater even that than that of Adam, who didn't have no mother or father. But Al-Islam is the reason why everything is going on in this world. Us believers, us Muslims, us people of the Quran, we have to understand that and get all this self-imagery out of our own damn self. That is the reason why they have not given it up yet. Why should they give up their image to embrace an image, a false image of that, about Islam. But we here in America, I do believe, have been given this opportunity to remind everybody what we was taught to be reminded by our leader, Imam Warren Dean Muhammad, that Prophet Muhammad is the model example of worship of one God, a model example of how to live the guidance in the Quran and be a mercy to all the world. No image of him. No image of nobody who is sincere in our society. You don't have no image. All praises are due to Allah. When someone try to make you feel like you got an image or some kind of image that you're giving off that should be recognized by them, you tell them, no, all praises are due to Allah. We had Muhammad Ali as an example for our own self to show us how he had to humble himself and say, I'm not the greatest, before his career was over with. And he gave all praises due to Allah. Because of miseducation. Saying, I'm the greatest. But then he humbled himself. But all greatness are due to Allah. That was the education that a lot of us ignored. Maybe they haven't recognized it yet. We have to let these leaders who are Muslims not be our intercessors, not be our mediators to Allah. Allah said we can come straight to him in our prayers, in our thoughts, in our deeds and actions, so that we all to be a help to each other when we become in a state of immaturity. It's just that Jesus Christ, that so-called story of Jesus Christ, is the number one image in the world that's causing the problem. And gotten everybody going for murder all the way down to homosexuality and anything, but yet still they want to stand before the world like they are the purest of people. And they have fooled us, like a brother of ours said. We have been hoodwinked, the Muslims, because they cannot turn loose the Christianity that was influenced in their life when Allah came to them. They still hold on to other ways of life, other images of what greatness is, other images of what authority is. And they have passed that same criteria to the rest of the world, except us. And they're working on us every day. Those of us here in America, in the community of Imam Warren Dean Muhammad, we know there's all kind of Muslims here in America. Hanbali, black, Chinese, and they portrayed their self-image. And that's why they all, don't none of them do nothing for us. You talking about Nigerians and this. Don't none of them, and they Muslims. They all just picking our bones too. This job is meant for the believer in one God, and Muhammad is his messenger with no doubt about it. Imam Muhammad proved it to all of them. He would not go for their bribes, their color scheme, their national. He wouldn't let them, none of their human begging to him, seduce him into developing the image of himself. That's why he got rid of WD and all the other names he called him and said, I'm going out this world the way Allah brought me in. I am Imam Warren Dean Muhammad. And Prophet Muhammad is my leader. We're all the answers out here. We just don't have to talk about what's going on. Allah has left us a solution to this problem from the day he created Adam when he blew his ruh in him. There's nothing stopping us from being and getting back to the Jannah. Nothing except ourselves, our image of ourselves, our false image of ourselves. May Allah rescue all of us, and especially us here in the United States of America, where inshallah and including amongst us in the community, the Imam Wadi Muhammad, get your image together. Get your gin together. Quit calling yourself everything except what you truly are. You are Khalifa. You are Muslim. And you are Muslim. Be proud of who you are. You don't have to be no pseudo-Christian, pseudo-Buddha, pseudo-Chinese, pseudo-African, pseudo-Greek. Be yourself, a righteous Muslim. And we'll have this problem under control and onto that transition of freedom like we did from alcohol, from drugs, adultery, fornication. The human family can follow in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and be free like we are still in transition of doing. But we have stopped in the middle of the road and have been turned around by the whispers of the shaitan. So may Allah please help us from ourselves and the image of self-worship and the outside false images that they got out there. They got cartoons, they got movies, they got, they making everybody think what they call it, a cyborg. Think they're a cyborg. They got a split personality.
Long
think they can be a woman in the daytime and a man at night. Be a woman at night and be a man in the morning. May Allah speak to bless for all of you. Assalamu alaikum. Back to you, brother.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. We live in that day and time when you have to be, Allah said, he have created the human being for one reason, that's to serve him. And we all come here to be a servant of Allah. But some of us detour, and the detour come because of lies, weak ideas, and wrong thinking. We get detoured. I'm better than you. I'm a man. I'm a black man. Allah said he created human beings. Then he blowed into the nostril and the person became a human being. But Satan had tricked him out of the garden, tricked him out of his self, from being his self, true self. So we're here tonight to ask Allah to remove the false image of God out of our lives so we can live together in peace, in harmony, build. Because Imam said if any people deserve to re-instruct the new world that's coming in, it's going to be us. So we earned it through the suffering for no other reason that we were a human being that had a dark skin. And Satan is one who tricked the one with the light skin, told them that they were closer to God, that God came in their image. And that's what messed up our Caucasian brothers and sisters. That what tricked them up. That what caused them to trip them up in being the human being. Not all of them. Some of them didn't go against the nature. But too many of them in the right, in the wrong, in the places that they shouldn't be in, they should not be in no places ruling because they done did a terrible job on the human being. They were showing in school that these African-American girls are getting thrown out of school and put in jail for just speaking up to the professor. Just disagreeing with the professor, and they call the police and take the young lady out and give her two misdemeanor charges. And she is the one of the smartest child on the court. And she about to, what do you call the people, Vera, the one who make all the rewards. Well, anyway, then in Africa, South Africa, no different. You pay your money to go into the hotel like the Caucasians, and the Caucasians go out there and start throwing you out the pool, jumping on you, choking your children. In South Africa, apartheid is supposed to be eliminated. as long as that image up in the world as so-called God, these are the problems that we're going to incur. That image got to go. We got to stop calling these evil people white. You keep them all jacked up when you tell them they're white. You keep them all sky in, they mind in the sky that I'm better than you. And that's what you happen when you call them something God had never called them or ever called us. God had called both of them, all of us. He is human beings. He is best of his creation. He said the one who is best in his creation is one who submits his will to do his will of God. And these people have been tricked and told God came in their image, and they became some of the worst people that this world has ever seen. And we came some of the forgiven and believing all the dumb stuff, Santa Claus, turn the other cheek. Somebody hit you I've seen people believe that, turn the other cheek. Love your enemy. We the only people who go along with that foolishness. So the truth comes to change the lies that have been given to us, to stand up for us and be a man. If you ain't willing to die for a cause, you really ain't going to live in this world. Allah said he created us. Fighting has been described to you like it has been described for those before you. But we have to learn how to fight, protect ourselves, protect our women. What kind of man won't protect his woman? Protect his child? A fool. And P.B. Bonham, a Caucasian man, he said a sucker is born every 3 seconds. Meaning if you listen to what the person who's trying to make a sucker, like himself, if he's trying to make you a sucker, you listen to him, he's right, because he proved that could be true. He took the richest people of this country. He got an old African-American woman, told the people this African-American woman was the maid of George Washington. And him and her conned the people out of hundreds and thousands of dollars. And that's like $1 million when you compare to what money was worth then. And he told the people this was the maid of George Washington. And they would come through there and she would play that role, and that she was the maid who took care of George, and some people give her all kind of money. They went to PP money, most of it. So this when the woman died, the doctor examined her and found out this woman was no older than 35 years old. What had happened, she had got a disease, and the disease made her look older than what she was. So the moral of this story is, if you don't search, you don't seek out, you don't try to find out for yourself, you let somebody con you out of what you have, you'll feel so bad sometimes you won't say nothing about it. And so when the people fronted P.P. Bonham about this woman when no more than 35, he said, who are you going to believe, him or the doctor? He said, you make your choice. And he walked away. He didn't argue with them, because if he had argued with them, and they would have really got the real information about it. They would found out this woman no more than 30. The doctor told the truth, and P.P. Bonham lied, but he had got rich off those lies. So anybody else would like to share tonight? We got about 14 more minutes left. Anybody else would like to say anything? That match one and come into your queue, and then we'll cut your mic on.
Alhamdulillah. I got to apologize. My brother called me, and he called me twice. You know, and so I had to hang up because I thought it was an emergency. But yes, he is in the hospital, but
But he's doing okay. He's doing okay.
Okay.
So alhamdulillah, I don't make it back. But praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, brother. This work is a serious work. You know,
no doubt.
I'm gonna say that again. You know, and we can learn from each other. You know, we just have to be. We got to believe. First of all, we got to believe in ourselves. We got to believe in Allah, but we got to believe in ourselves. If you don't believe in yourself, ain't nobody else gonna believe you. You can when you talk to a person know are you real or you ain't real. You know, Allah first gonna bless you. He gonna bless you. And you're gonna be seeing things that the normal people don't see. That's the reason. One of those believers said, "If I'm lying to you, then you blame me. Then the lie's on me. If I'm lying to you, the lie's on me, and that which I'm warning you about gonna come to me." You see, I can't condemn myself. You know, you should never condemn yourself. I'll pray thank Allah for blessing you with that insight, and thank Allah for you having the strength to pass that insight on to the public, you know. So it takes strength, you know, and but now Shaitan gonna be constantly at you anytime you bring out truth. When you speak the truth, it's like the Imam said, some of them might want to kill you, you know, or they want to starve you to death. Or if you're working, they want to try to get you fired off your job, you know. But Allah is not going to let that happen. Allah is not going to let that happen. You can't be guilty. You can't feel self. You can't be paranoid and feeling yourself guilty. But maybe I'm telling people too much. I'm giving the people too much truth. Maybe the people think that I know more than them. You can't be thinking like that. You can't think like that. You got to know what you're saying is right, and you got to have confidence when you present it. You know, this is for each and every one of us. This is for each and every one of us. You know, now, what I just said was arrogant. If what I said that I think I know more than somebody else, by telling you what you that you had to believe in what you say, and you got to speak in a way that is positive and with confidence. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how that can be interpreted as I think that you are somebody think I'm the all knowing, I'm the all wise. No, it's Allah is all knowing. Allah is the all wise. And Allah blesses whom he pleases, when he pleases. You know? And Allah showed us in the Bible and the Quran that when that type of jealousy hits you, it's serious. It's so serious, Allah showed us that a brother killed his brother. That's how serious it is. Killing your brother is mean that you out of your mind. They love him more than they love me. They should be listening to me rather than listening to him. Who he think he is. Brother, that came all the way from the Bible and the Quran. That kind of thinking come from the Bible and the Quran. Allah already showed us that. Allah showed us that. Joseph's brother throwed him down in the well. Cain killed Abel. Allah showed us that. So that's serious. If the Quran say if you don't know no good, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. And all of us are struggling with this inner truth because we got to sit to give the truth in a sense where we can relate it to our brothers and sisters out there that have been attacked and hollering and screaming for help, asking when will the help of Allah come? But we took on the position of being one of the believers. We are one of the believers. I believe in Allah and his messenger. So if you can dig down and find out something that then you're not one of the believers. If you was one of the believers, you'll be coming in a sense where you'll be able to see and establish that the help of Allah is already here in you or in me. The help of Allah is already here. Not in the distant future. Or I got to get myself together. I'm already together. I'm already together. That's really I'm talking. That's really I'm passing on, but I'm learning from the Quran. I bring you the Quran and what the prophet is saying. What the believers, the true believers are saying, and the message that God gave those that carried Allah's message, then I'm already ready. And they say, if you already ready, you ain't got to get ready. Now, if that hurts, well, too bad. That shouldn't hurt. Well, I mean, why is it that hurt anybody else but Satan? Brothers and sisters, we know when there's jealousy and envy is spoken. We know that. Well, no, that was not me. That's the way you see it. It's a joke. It's a real joke, you know. But when we got the message, Allah, we're gonna bring that message. We're going to bring that message, and it's not going to be condemning. It's not going to be a condemning message. It's going to be an uplifting message, you know. It's going to be a message that's going to open the people's eyes where the people can see, you know. So, Satan always going to defend himself. And a homosexual always wants you to accept him. A gay person always wants you to accept them as being gay. Accept me the way I am. That's the way it is. So we got to stay steadfast as believers, as one of the believers. That's the reason I read those articles or those ayats out of the Quran about the believers. There were two believers came and spoke. See, the believers, it's different from the prophets. There's people among us that is believers. And you heard what the believers said, come and follow me. Listen to me. I can talk like that. If Allah is giving me something, giving me a message, you know, I ain't got the guts to push the prophet.
You got 15 seconds.
15 seconds. Alhamdulillah. Well, I'm gonna say the, could I say the prayer?
Yes, sir. All
right, boy. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor of those who go astray.
Bless us to all. Have a blessed new day. Their new year. Our new year starts in a couple of months. I mean, it's a long.